Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are still considering Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, and I want you to notice something else with me, something that in the moment we rarely realize or see when it comes to our own sin, and that is sin never comes in a single package. Sin never really comes in isolation. It always carries baggage. It always delivers more than we expected, and that's not a good thing. Someone once said, sin takes you farther than you want to go, keeps you longer than you want to stay, and costs you more than you want to pay. This event that we read about with Ananias and Sapphira was not simply one single action. You can see it in the text if we look closely enough. Notice again what Peter said. Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? The sin is not just the stealing of the money. The sin is not just the laying at the apostles' feet the incorrect amount. We can trace it back to a desire in the heart to gain a reputation for greater generosity, greater piety than Ananias or Sapphira really had. And that desire gave birth to the action, which resulted in lying. You could trace it this way. Ananias had pride, Ananias lied, and then Ananias died. We also tend to think that sins we choose only affect us. When sin is crouching at our door and we are contemplating and justifying why it would be okay for us to go ahead with the sin, we rarely think of who else it may impact. I don't think Ananias ever dreamed how his sin might affect his wife or the church. Sin never affects just you. You cannot plant sin, even in private, and not expect to reap a harvest of consequences. While sin can take place in private, its effects are far-reaching and often tragic. So never be so foolish to think that your sin does not hurt anyone else. Never think that your sin, your personal sin, doesn't affect your church, the unity of your church, because it does. So be reminded, your sin doesn't just affect you. It has effects on your family and your church as well. You may think that it's no big deal, only a minor infraction. I'm pretty sure that's what Ananias thought as well, and it cost him his life. Holiness and the unity of the church were not a top priority to him. It was only secondary, if even that. So be on your guard today, because Satan is looking for a side door to slip through in your life. And when you pray for Jimmy and Julie Walker and their children, Judd, Adley, Nolan, Emery, and Silas, as they serve in the Philippines. Also, pray for the Tim Kotokoli broadcast in the target area of Africa.